Exclusive, Representative Lee Zeldin, Democrats run interference for Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism. Anti-Americanism because they are fearful of the squad. By Robert Krajicek on June 14, 2021. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, told Breitbart News on Monday that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and the broader Democrat Party depend on Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, and her wing of the party to maintain power in Washington, D.C. Zeldin noted that Democrats' narrow 8-seat majority in the House of Representatives, Democrats' 219 seats to Republicans' 211, further amplifies the political power held by Omar and her fellow squad colleagues, Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ianga Pressley, DMA, Rashida Tlaib, DME, Cori Bush, DMO, and Jamal Bowman, DNY. Ilhan Omar helps keep Nancy Pelosi in power. And they are, so, fearful of this wing of the party that's taken over more and more of the party that they're going to run cover, Zeldin said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. On June 7, Omar grouped the U.S. and Israel with Hamas and the Taliban in terms of commission of crimes against humanity. She tweeted, "We must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. I asked Secretary Antony Blinken, where people are supposed to go for justice." Omar was comparing the United States and Israel to terrorist organizations, and drawing equivalencies, Zeldin said. Zeldin said Omar were elected having stated all sorts of anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-U.S. positions. He added, as she started off as a freshman member, she continued with the anti-Semitic and anti-Israel and anti-U.S. positions. And I just don't know how much Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to take before they hit their breaking point. He continued, "It seems like there is no limit. That Ilhan Omar can say whatever she wants to say, for however long or harshly she wants to say it." Tlaib and left-wing news media framed criticisms of Omar's grouping of the U.S. with Islamic terrorist organizations as rooted in Islamophobia and racism. Omar cast Democrats' request for her clarification of these remarks as Islamophobic. Omar frequently describes herself as a victim and target of assorted bigotries while denigrating her critics as motivated by Islamophobia, misogyny, racism, white supremacy, or other dogmas. "People now know Ilhan Omar for who she is," Zeldin stated, "and this isn't about race, religion, gender, ethnicity, or political party. This has to do with anti-American propaganda and her history of doing this in the past. She's blamed U.S. foreign policy for the Al-Shabaab attack in Kenya. She blamed U.S. foreign policy for the suffering of Venezuelan people, not blaming Maduro." He continued, "On 9/11, she said, some people did something. She once requested leniency for ISIS fighters. That list goes on. So when you are analyzing what she's saying and doing right now, it can't be independent of an ignorant too, Omar's history." Zeldin concluded, "What Pelosi is doing is running interference for Omar. What she is doing is exposing her double standard." On Wednesday, Zeldin called for Omar to be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee after the Minnesota Democrats' likening of the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.